In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Today, on the third Sunday of Lent, we have the adoration of the precious and life-giving cross, and we have, of course, the cross set out here before us as a reminder, as we are now halfway through the fast. So coming up this week, we'll mark the halfway point of the great fast of Lent, to remind us that ultimately, this is what it's all about. Not us, not our fasting, not even our almsgiving or things of that nature, but what Jesus did for us. And from that extends everything else that we should be doing during this season and throughout our entire lives. We set out here before us the cross because by the cross, Jesus sets for us the supreme example. And obviously, we are here today, and we are called by his name as Christians, because we view him as our role model. We often don't use that language, but ultimately, that's what Jesus is. We are supposed to aspire to be like him. That's why in every Orthodox church throughout the entire world, you have this similar icon of Jesus here, the first one on the right side, before you get to the Mother of God and all of the saints, because it's from him that flows all of the rest. And he is always the one who is to be our example. And we know that. We know that. And we know that we often fall short of that. But sometimes I think we also forget just how far we can be in the way that we think, in the way that we behave, from the way that Jesus thought, and the way that Jesus behaved. And I want to share with you today about that from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews that we heard, where he says, since we have a high priest, referring to Jesus, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. This statement, we have a high priest who is able, or who is not unable, to sympathize with our weakness, because he in every respect was tempted as we are. This is important, because so oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we actually behave in the opposite way. We look at situations in our lives that might have been difficult, that we have overcome by the grace of God, and then we look around at others and we wonder, why couldn't they overcome that? I had the same hardship that they had, and I overcame it. Why can't they? That's not the way that our Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest, thinks. That is the way the gospel of the Pharisees. It's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, time and time again, I see this in myself, first and foremost, when I think about my own deficiencies, things that by the grace of God I've been able to do to overcome some of them. Still working on a lot of them, of course, and you see those more than anyone else does. But I look at other people who have those same natural deficiencies, and I often get frustrated with them when they do things that I have overcome. I see others do that as well. I see it especially, in my ministry to inmates. And I tell people all the time, I've yet to meet an inmate who said, you know what, my parents were phenomenal. They did a great job. Everything went extremely well in my life. And then one day, I made a mistake, and I started going down the wrong path, and that's what happened to me. That's not the case. Every single person that struggles, someone that ends up in jail, they all have a history. We see the same thing when we host homeless families through Family Promise. We haven't done that in a while, but we'll be starting it up again in the summer. If you sit down and you listen to people and you hear their stories, there is a lot that they have had to overcome. And they're in that situation for a reason. But that doesn't mean that everybody who has those things happen to them will end up in that position. I'm not saying that by any means. By the grace of God, sometimes we can overcome. But what I am saying is that our Lord tells us that we should be sympathetic towards those who struggle. We should be sympathetic to those who have had the same difficulties and have not yet been able to overcome them. If we have, because we should look back and think about how difficult it was. But you know why we don't do that is because even if we say that we've overcome something by the grace of God, we actually believe we've done it ourselves. And so we give ourselves the right to judge others in our own mind. But again, this is not the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. His way is to understand what we've been through and to sympathize with us and to be merciful unto us and asking us then in turn to be merciful to others. And this is why we also hear Jesus teaching in Mark's gospel that if we wish to come after him, we must deny ourselves and follow him. What does it mean to deny ourselves? There are several different things I could say about it. But with respect to what I've been preaching about today, let me say this about denying ourselves. Is to deny ourselves in the sense that we believe that we have accomplished something on our own without the grace of God. That we believe that we have our own self-righteousness. To deny ourselves means that we should not give in to those base desires that we have to look down upon others and to think that we're better because of the way that our life worked out compared to theirs. And of course, ultimately, Jesus sets for us the ultimate example of how we should live. The ultimate example of sympathy and compassion for others. Because he is the one who went to the cross for our sake. Even when we didn't deserve it. Even when people for whom he died were persecuting him and mocking him. What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even with those who persecuted him, he was sympathetic. He was merciful and he was compassionate. So as we see this cross set out before us, not just today, it'll be in the church. All of this week, we have the 4 weeks to remember that this is the center point of our faith. As we come and venerate this cross, as we see it, let us remind ourselves to be like Jesus. To be merciful and compassionate towards others. And remind ourselves that he made the ultimate sacrifice, showed the ultimate signs of sympathy and compassion by ascending the cross. To him be all glory, honor, and worship, together with his unoriginate Father and all Holy Spirit, unto the ages of ages. Amen.